I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, everybody. It's happening. It's Thursday already.
This week's blown by.
Oh, it's crazy. I thought it was going to be a super long week because I'm all alone in my house.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's so sad for me.
Is it really, though?
It is.
You don't have any feelings of like, yeah, I watch my own shows. I eat when I want.
No.
I don't have to.
Although I am eating really early, which is really nice.
So, see?
Are you cooking? What do you have?
I didn't cook last night. I cooked the first couple nights, but last night I gave up. I went and had fish tacos with Riley.
Oh, that's nice.
Walked down to Grilly's.
Mm-hmm. So then you do.
I do what?
I was just saying, you have a little bit of freedom. You can eat when you want.
Well,
you don't have
only
to check with anybody about, hey, you guys hungry? I know it's 4:30, but
I know. I love eating wicked early.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so nice. Because, you know, people eat, if you eat at 6 p.m., I don't know, whatever your family eats at. And you know,
most people at 7 or 8.
I know, exactly. I was
so
just thinking
late.
That's probably.
Oh, my God.
But I go to bed at 7 or 8, so it's, I like to have the food digest for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So if I eat at 4:30, like it's such a luxury to eat that early.
I know.
It's great.
Well, that's
like,
the point I was
so
making.
It's so early. Why are you feeding me so early? I'm like, what?
Why
I'll put it in the fridge.
Have another dinner later, boy. You don't have to be anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Get some cereal later.
He's great, though. He's doing all the stuff that John does after I go to bed. Like, you know, we throw the cats out at night. You got to set the alarm, check all the locks. And he put out the trash the other day.
Oh.
That was awesome. I know. It's like, don't forget to do all the chores.
He's going to be on his own soon enough.
He is. I know. He's got a list from Berkeley of the things that he's going to need in his dorm room.
Yeah.
And so I think today we're going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and pick some of them up and get them all ready. Get them set to go.
One of our neighbor's kids is going to leave for school soon. And apparently, her mom was saying, you know, when kids go off to college, it takes like, and she had a, I heard this secondhand, so I don't have the details of the story. This is not a news report, everyone. But she was quoting that it takes like 6 weeks for the kid to finally, in college, realize how good they had it and appreciate home. And I was like, well, I'm thinking to myself, it's a nice thing to read and hope and cross your. It's also 6 weeks of raging unlike anything you've ever had.
Right.
You're alone. And everyone's like, let's go! So I don't know.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world is right.
World.
Although my first few months at college, I went through that. I realized how good I had at home. I never loved my parents more than at that point. I got super homesick, which I didn't expect to happen. It wasn't until the second half of the first year that I started to go crazy.
Oh.
Right. Well, I just didn't have a lot of friends at first. You know, you don't really know anybody, and people are kind of buckling down, and or it seemed that way to me. I had a 4.0 the first trimester.
Oh.
By the end of the semester, I flunked out of a bunch of stuff by the end of the year, and then I quit college altogether. I was like, well, clearly this isn't for me. I seem to have a drug problem, and I don't know what's happening.
Not that that's funny.
No, I mean, but that's all of those things, though, are what I was thinking when I was hearing this quote. I was thinking, well, best case scenario, yes.
Right.
Your child does get super grateful for everything you've provided them, and they buckle down and get good grades and realize now that some of the responsibility's on them.
Right.
Or they go, party over here!
Party's here!
Yep. I have to say that, you know, obviously I'm super psyched he's going to Berkeley anyway and that he's not moving far away, but as I'm watching other mothers getting their kids ready to go to New York City or to, you know, somewhere not drivable in 45 minutes from your house, man, it's a lot because you got to go there with them, make sure they're all set, and then you leave. Like, I'll be like, oh, we forgot detergent. I'll see you this weekend, and you can, you know, I mean, it's going to be going to be pretty great having him right here.
Yeah. My niece, my sister-in-law sent me pictures of my niece who's doing one of those like trial things. I think she's going to be a junior or a senior, but she's
in high school?
At University of Washington.
Oh.
Like in the dorms, you know.
Oh.
And so my brother has his arm around his daughter, and he just has this look on his face like he's going to cry.
Oh.
Like, it's so like, oh, my God, she's growing up look. Like, oh, my God, she's going to be leaving us soon. And it was just like, oh, look at him. And she looks all proud and happy, the daughter.
Right.
But he just looks so
long is she going to be at, is this the University of Washington, is that Seattle?
Yes.
So she's
just there for like a week or 2 weeks, something like that.
Like a summer program.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was, if I'm thinking of the exact same place, we went, walked around that campus when mm-hmm. we were in Seattle, the only time I've ever been to Seattle, and it was the most beautiful place
on
Earth.
It's lovely there. It's huge.
Huge and all old, you know, stone buildings and cherry trees.
Yeah.
And
that's where my brother works also.
Oh, I couldn't get over. Oh, so he's there? Why is he getting so upset? She's right there.
Well, because, you know, it's...
They're growing up.
Exactly. You know, of all people.
It goes fast.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. When Vinny got back, my kids were both under 10. I think
I brought them skateboards when I first came to see where you lived. You lived on the hill at the time.
Yep. 08. My one kid was a 9-year-old.
Damn.
And now he's going to college in a week. Oh, my God. 3 weeks, whatever it is. He's got a little countdown going. He can't wait to get out of there.
For the record, I just want to say they didn't fulfill my hopes and dreams of becoming pro skateboarders.
No, neither of them is a
pro. I'm a little disappointed.
But the one kid does love to skateboard, and he's
that's good.
He doesn't do tricks. He's more of a longboard guy.
They already disappointed their father.
Yeah,
by not being athletes.
They're not into sports at all. They do like skiing. They're really good at skiing, so does that count?
Sure. Everything counts.
Oh, it's pretty good.
They're both musicians, so he's got that. You can't have everything.
Nope.
But we're pushing for pro skateboarder.
No, we're not. I was never pushing for that. I don't know.
Jagger Martin.
I think, there you go. Did you give that kid a skateboard,
too? I sure did. Mm. Uh-huh. I give all the little kids skateboards.
Then later when they're a pro skateboarder, Vinny can be like, I started that.
I did start that. That's, I just think, like, here's the key to confidence and a lot of hard life lessons.
Hard knocks.
Go learn this thing. Mm. I gave one to my neighbor, and the kid's looking up at me like, why am I getting this? And I'm like,
because you're a little kid.
Because I'm trying to show you something.
Because your knees don't have enough scabs on them, kid.
Right.
That's it.
Someone says, 408, you guys are going to make me cry. We take our son to San Luis Obispo this weekend for orientation, and then he moves down there in September.
Oh. Where's he? Is that where Cal Poly is?
Yes.
Oh. Exactly. Congratulations.
You pushing for Cal Poly?
It's so cheap. Yeah. It's like free. Compared to other
people
schools.
People say it's a great school.
It's a great school. They call it one of the best deals.
510, good morning, Vinny. We planned a last-minute trip to Disneyland this weekend. Maybe we'll see you on Sunday. We love Disneyland.
Please say hi. Seriously. We're going to be there.
Sure.
We're going to be there for
fun.
It's going to be a total whirlwind. So, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Basically 24 hours is your trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Did your kid talk about it in the last night?
Does she know how many more wake-ups there are?
We've talked about it. It's someone wrote in and said, you know, you probably should just not even tell a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And I'm like, I can't do that.
Because it's just now they're just grinding on.
Dad just froths to give away the news.
As he does the gifts.
Yeah. All the stuff. Right, the gifts. I can't help it.
Yeah. Mm.
You got any VIP access when you're there?
I don't know how that's going to go.
Probably you're...
See if you can cut the line. That's important.
I'm not. You know, our kid's really little. And just getting to meet the characters and see stuff is very
visually
big.
It's very overwhelming there for a little kid.
The few rides we went on, a couple of them didn't go well.
Oh, how so?
Scary.
Scared. Oh. The Little Mermaid ride went fine. And she liked it with the songs and the so that was okay. I can't think of the one.
Mr. Toad's.
Think of the Haunted House. That's a good one.
I think it's
kids.
Mr. Toad's. Is that the one? Is that Alice in Wonderland?
I think so. Isn't it, Mr. Toad?
I have no idea.
I don't know if that is or
one
not.
One of them bummed her out.
Yeah, there's a few there that when they're really little, there's just a little too much coming at them.
Well, and I think that she's in particular just doesn't have a stomach for certain stuff.
Well,
I'm working on
she's
it.
Not even four.
I'm working
Don't
on it.
Don't you worry.
But she's, you know, I
she'll be more grown up than you by the time she's seven.
I've learned
just ask her
to accept that exactly. she has to do things at her pace.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. When you want your kid to get on it, like, no, it's going to be fun. It's a roller coaster. And you're tall enough now.
I can't.
Okay. I'm going to send you this article. I just found Disneyland getting the most out of a visit ages 2 to 4.
Oh.
Sure.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm going to post that on your Facebook page, your Vinny Hassan Facebook page.
That's open to the public. Someone posted something on there yesterday. This kid, Robert, who posts on my Facebook page with some regularity, sends me stories or whatever. He said, please thank Sarah, or please tell Sarah I went to have dinner at IKEA on her recommendation. I know you call it furniture food, but it's really good.
It is good.
And he wanted me to let you.
Oh,
and I just,
oh, great.
I had a laugh.
It's just fun. It's fun to eat there, and it's like a big cafeteria, and the meatballs are good. It's just funny. You just go there, eat, and just no muss, no fuss, and then you're off to buy whatever piece of furniture.
I had a text from Gino a couple weeks ago asking me what you eat when you go there.
Oh, I go for the Swedish meatballs. They got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the meatballs, he said they were delicious, and he had the salmon. He said it was excellent.
Oh, because I've always thought, oh, I could go for the salmon, but then there's the meatballs. You know, I want those.
Get both and split them.
I know. Me and John usually split a plate of meatballs.
Oh.
The kids hork them.
You don't want your own plate?
There's a lot. It's a lot of food.
Is it?
You know, it's like 10 meatballs. You know, they're little, but, you know, you don't want a giant.
Yeah.
Right. We always split stuff in restaurants. Mm-hmm. The hardest part is deciding what both of us will have, you know, because I might want a hamburger and he might want something. We have to decide whose choice we're going to get.
So you get what you want.
Not always. Sometimes I'll go for his thing. I feel like that seems only fair.
Oh.
If I don't care that much, I always let him pick, you know?
All right.
And then when I do care, I'm like, no.
Well, you're going there for a reason.
Right.
Food.
Right. Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
It really is. Oh, these tacos I had. They do these tacos where they've got, I don't know what kind of, they put like a mango salsa and pumpkin seeds on the damn thing. And it just seems like, who would even want that on a fish taco? But then you're eating it, and you're like, this is the most delightful combination of flavors I've ever had.
Yeah, the today's cookers are really pushing the envelope of mixed flavors to find, weirdly, new and exciting ways to make poop.
That is one way to look at it.
Is that what it comes down to for you, Vinny?
I just can't get past that you just don't care about food.
I don't.
It's just so strange to me.
So I thought yesterday
so
a lot.
Foreign.
When we left here,
yes,
we ran. Well, we didn't leave. We went downstairs to see Eddie's
bus.
Yeah, that thing's ugly. I didn't see the inside. That thing.
Oh, you didn't even see
though.
The inside?
No, I had to go to a meeting.
The inside's ugly too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but clearly money was spent.
Yep.
Putting that thing together.
Oh, even the faux paint job on the outside. I mean, they did that's a pro-looking job.
If you didn't listen yesterday or didn't know, our friend Eddie Ift came in on this Bingle Bus tour, which is really just a short bus. He turned into a podcasting vehicle.
Mobile broadcast
booth. What is Bingle, anyway?
I have no idea.
No, it's just his, I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's some
inside joke or
right.
The Bingle Bus. It's cute.
We did a live story with Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did my first live Instagram yesterday.
You didn't. He did.
Well, I couldn't figure it out, so I gave my phone to him, and he did it for me.
Right.
It's there. If you guys follow Clarky Clark.
Shut up, Vinny.
Her story will be there for 24 hours.
No, it's only a couple more hours left, right?
Right.
Well, we have basically 11. So.
It was fun, though, because later I could go back and watch it, and I could see all everybody's comments on it. And there's, like, hearts going crazy and, like, comments and stuff. I was like, oh, this is so, oh, so fun.
Yeah, it's about 4 minutes. It's Clarky Clark.
Yeah, I was super excited. I might have to do more. Yesterday, I was so excited by it that yesterday I was like out, you know, near my fish that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I should do another. I'm like, Sarah, stop it. You can't like all of a sudden have this be your new thing.
You could.
Really?
You'll go all in and then you'll go all in.
Yeah, and then you'll fall right off.
People will be like,
it.
Oh, I like this. And then I stop doing it. Why don't you do that anymore?
Those fish are still there, huh?
All of them. They've all survived something. You know what? A listener.
I bought this new helmet that I attach my phone to, and it's for me to Facebook Live all the time, and a new vest for me to carry extra batteries for my. And then a week later, what? I don't do that. No.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, anybody want to buy my rig?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you were going to say.
Well, a listener wrote in because I was concerned less about raccoons because it's a deep pond. I have this little, it's a 5x5x4 feet deep or almost 4 feet deep pond.
That's pretty deep.
It is pretty deep. It's good. It's nice and, it's really, I love it so much. Mm-hmm. So and I got these 7 little fish to put in there. And so I was less worried about the raccoons because there's nothing really for them to stand on or get in. But people said egrets, you know, the fishing birds, mm-hmm. they're the ones. And somebody wrote in and said, put a piece of fishing line across the top.
Oh, I saw a text.
Yeah,
like
no, you
that.
Handed it to me. And they won't go because not only could they, I don't know if they can see it or not, but if they touch it coming down, they don't want to be under anything. And they will, so I put a crisscross, like an X, right above it.
Smart.
So I have a fence right there and a pergola structure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I put an X across it. You can't even really see it, so it's not visually an impairment or anything. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't know if that's why, but we were gone for over a week fish were still there.
Great.
There they were. I know, I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
So just to finish the thought about Eddie is that we left because we didn't want to get dragged into his nightmare whirlwind of comedic marauders. I don't know what that thing is. I don't know what those guys are.
Marauders.
Have fun. I don't want to be anywhere near you guys.
It seems unfun, but you try. You do your best.
You do your thing. But on Facebook Live, speaking of, there it is. The bus broke down on their way back down south.
Of course it did.
It did.
Yeah. And then I texted him and I was like, got to be kidding. Are you really broken down? And he's all, it's working again. And I just went, oh, this is going to be his life until it officially breaks
down
once and for
can't
all.
Be fixed.
Bingo, by the way, I looked it up. Urban Dictionary says it means car crash.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
that's what he's put together.
Named.
Yep.
He's put together a wreck.
I called him on the way home and I said, hey, do you guys need a shower or something? You want to come to my house? I'll make you some lunch, take a shower.
How nice of you.
You're so sweet.
And he goes, oh, no, it's cool. We're staying at the Fairmont. I'm like, oh, forget you then. Like,
he stayed
oh
at
my
the
God.
Well, you know what's funny? We all assumed he was sleeping in the bus.
We did.
Yeah.
That's why I was just like, oh, my God,
asked
you're
that
wearing
question
the same clothes
on the, I know.
From yesterday. You must be starving. You can't eat till 12.
I know.
What a dumb thing to say.
He's like, yeah, I do this fasting thing. I'm like, no, that's called what normal people do. Like, you
that's
don't
how
eat
I...
from after dinner until, you know, whenever you have breakfast in the morning.
He says, that's how I cured my stroke face. What was
right.
he? What did
Bell's
he
palsy.
Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
By fasting.
Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
I think on the regular people don't. There's long periods of time when you're not
don't.
Eating.
You
I don't
eat
really.
Until you leave here.
That's not true because lots of times food comes in here.
But most days you'll come through here and not eat till
right.
you eat cereal
eat
at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, and then I eat my dinner at 4:30, or if I'm lucky. And then I mean, who's eating after dinner? When you have to, well, lots of people are. Sorry. But I go to bed right after dinner,
right.
So not I.
Anyway, I don't know if the shows went off last night or not.
They did.
I saw some posts on Facebook this morning.
Yeah, there was one person, Wilson Luck, who's one of our listeners, that says he was first in line, and then I saw his text after, or his whatever, Facebook, and he said the show was great.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Eddie's great. Today on the program, Greg Proops is joining us. So he's another longtime friend with a successful podcast.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that and so much more. Let's play a song here. KLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday. It's 6:03.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.